Hello, it's Barry Horowitz, and you're listening to The Strategy Game, a podcast for business leaders on achieving sustainable growth. This is issue number 52, and it's called, Is Your Strategy Timeline Too Short? I started it with a quote from Yogi Berra, famous strategist. He says, it's tough to make predictions, especially about the future. See, I received an email newsletter the other day on the topic of strategy, and their recommendation, a one-year strategic plan. Their logic was that since longer-term plans involve months of effort and in some cases millions of dollars poured into them, not to mention the fact that world moves quickly, so it makes sense to think no further than a 12-month horizon. I was stunned. Yes, the world is changing fast. Hint, by the way, it always has. And I don't disagree with the premise that forecasting the future specifically is, at the very least, difficult, if not truly impossible. But to suggest we should therefore ignore longer timeframes in our strategic thinking and planning shows a misunderstanding of what strategy is. Strategy is about anticipating the likely future so that you can act intelligently and effectively. It's not about trying to accurately predict exactly what's going to happen. The fact is, there are many good reasons why a 3 to 5 year time frame has long been the norm in strategic planning, and I can think of three in particular. One, some future trends are quite predictable. If your target market is of a certain age, like a college or an assisted living community or daycare center, Medicare Advantage program, just to name a few, you can anticipate the size of the market in, say, X years' time. And you can field plenty of research now to track and better understand those cohorts so that you're prepared when they come of age. For most organizations, there are a few specific trends that are likely to have the greatest impact. Some of these may be knowable years, maybe even decades out into the future. And you can begin to plan for these changes if your time horizon is long enough. Two, the future actually arrives slowly. Sometimes an emerging technology trend or competitor seems insignificant. There's a long list of organizations, you know them, Kodak, Blockbuster, Nokia, etc., that got into trouble by ignoring the early signals and instead making excuses for their gradual decline in business, and then they were later caught by, quote, surprise. For example, Airbnb had only 47,000 room or homestays in 2010. Nothing there to worry about for a major hotel chain with over a million rooms. But just 5 years later, they had hosted 17 million guest days. By then, whatever impact that once insignificant competitor was going to have was well underway, and the chance to carefully plan a response instead became the need to quickly do something. Of course, there's no easy way to know which of these emerging trends will matter, but rather than ignore these faint signals, it's best to have a process in place for keeping a watch on them and determining what factors might lead you to conclude that the signals are becoming stronger and worthy of more attention. Often it makes sense to consider a few potential alternative scenarios to plan for and watch, something that also requires a multi-year time horizon. And three, some projects require significant lead time. A good strategy may well include plans for the organization to expand its presence in a sector or launch new initiatives. Some of these things take years to implement. For example, when I worked for a discount chain in Wisconsin years ago, I saw that changes in insurance for the prescription drugs would negatively impact our retail pharmacies, opening the future potential for mail order. It took over 2 years to research the field, design and staff a new division, and build the automated facility that would eventually enable us to successfully serve that market. Part of strategic planning involves defining a credible path for building and scaling major efforts. If your horizon remains fixed on the short term, you may miss the opportunity to implement and guide these types of endeavors, some of which may represent substantial gains for the organization. The term strategic plan often evokes images of a rigid process, deep and time-consuming analysis, and specific projections intended to predict the future. A good strategy, by contrast, takes a multi-year perspective as it considers what the organization seeks to accomplish and what it intends to look like in the future. It takes into account the environment in which the organization operates, both current and anticipated future, as well as which trends to watch carefully in case they accelerate in a way that will impact the organization or its constituents. Ultimately, strategy provides a roadmap from which the organization can move forward confidently, whatever the future may bring. To once again quote Yogi Berra, if you don't know where you're going, you'll end up somewhere else. Thanks for listening.